Athabasca, as part of their continued public engagement, Athabasca Minerals Inc. Amy will be holding a virtual open house to follow up with questions from face-to-face sessions in August. In a package sent out October 19, over a dozen questions were addressed based on concerns residents had and included graphics, a proposed timelines of where they are in the extensive regulatory process and an invitation to sign up for the session October 27 at 6 p.m. Since our initial engagement with local residents in the Athabasca County and surrounding regions, we have received many questions about our proposed Prosvita Sand project, said Amy Director of Corporate Affairs Cheryl Grew in the initial email. The questions ranged from operations, air and water quality, traffic, noise, long-term planning to benefits to Athabasca County and will be expanded upon during the virtual session. Pre-registration is required, Grew said October 21. It would be better to register ahead of time and receive the call-in link and password. The link and information in the package sent October 19 can also be found on the Prosvita Sand Project Facebook page, and Grew suggests people sign up ahead of time to ensure they get the details in time for the session. For the Zoom call, it will likely be Chief Operation Officer Dana Archibald presenting. However, we will have the rest of our team present to answer any specific questions, she said. The rest of the team includes Ryan Lissel, Vice President of Projects and Operations, Janine Ogloza, Vice President of Engineering and Technical Services, Derek Delmar, Senior Engineer, Human Safety Engineer and Grew. We are planning for the presentation to be 1 hour in length, but will not cut it off if there are more questions that need to be answered, said Grew. I would also encourage everyone to submit questions prior to this update so that we can address them specifically. Questions can be sent to communityrelations@amasilica.com. We are asking for pre-submitted questions as we would like to ensure we are providing as much information as we can and not just repeating what was said previously. However, we will also have a Q&A available so that people can ask questions during and after the update, she said. hstocking@athabasca.greatwest.ca